More powerful than ever. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The NRA is getting heat, not just from gun control groups this time, but from some of its own members for its series of robocalls to thousands of homes in the Northeast, including homes in Newtown, Connecticut, the scene of the Sandy Hook school massacre.
Anti-gun legislators are aggressively pursuing numerous proposals that are designed to disarm and punish law-abiding gun owners and sportsmen.
Mayor Michael Bloomberg called it shameless, and so did a few NRA supporters on the conservative Free Republic website. A poster called Matt04 was sick of all the spam. The NRA, he says, needs to rethink spamming its own members. I joined this year and wish I'd used a fake email address. They've spammed me with everything from insurance sales pitches to ads for hearing aids. One poster even speculated that the calls might actually be a plant to discredit the NRA. Nice try. But the NRA knows exactly what it's doing and is unapologetic. The National Rifle Association has members, contributors, and supporters in Connecticut who expect us to do our jobs, said the official statement, because it's all about results, and this is how they get them. In fact, while the robocalls were covering the Northeast, across the country, the NRA successfully killed a bipartisan background check bill in the Washington State Legislature with a leaflet campaign against the bill's Republican sponsor. After being flooded with 1,000 calls and emails, her yes quickly became a no. As long as the debate is about controlling weapons instead of bad guys, that's probably the way it's going to go. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.